the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You're looking through all your social media to see if they have contacted you after that first date, and they have not, and that is why we do Blown Off. If you're in that situation, let us know. Hot1015TampaBay.com/blown off. Jeff, you've been looking through all your social media looking for Tina?
Yeah, she's not there.
Oh, that's so sad.
But you see, she'd probably been active, right? And so you're like, what's the deal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. No, I know. I mean, I know she's not, you know, like in the hospital or something. So
Jeff, tell us about how you met Tina.
We met through actually a mutual friend. And we just, you know, I mean, he kind of set us up or, you know, suggested. And we made plans at dinner, went to a really nice restaurant downtown Tampa, and had a great time. And it was, I mean, great. It was not, there was nothing bad about it. And I thought, like, there was chemistry, and I'm just really confused to why she hasn't called me or anything.
And like nothing weird happened at dinner? Because really, like,
no.
I mean, not anything in your memory that you can think, like, I don't know.
Did you pay for dinner? Did you?
Yeah.
And did you tip properly? Like,
absolutely.
Okay.
Because we're looking for
usually. She didn't see what I tipped, but I tipped like 25%.
Okay, baller.
Okay,
look
Jeff.
At this. All right, Jeff, well, let's try to get Tina on the phone so we can find out why she hasn't called you back, because I'm really curious now. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Can't be sleeping, keep on waking, without the woman next to me. Guilt is burning, inside I'm hurting. Ain't a feeling I can keep. So blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me.
New Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Jeff and Tina met through mutual friends. They went to dinner in downtown Tampa. Fancy. Jeff even tipped 25%.
Yeah, I don't see what the issue is.
Right, but he hasn't heard from her. So, Jeff, you ready for us to get Tina on the phone?
Yes.
All righty, hold on.
Now, Jeff, I'm going to ask you that while we get her on the phone, you kind of keep quiet on your end so that we can do the talking and try to get the most honest answer from her, okay?
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tina?
Yes.
Hey, Tina, this is going to sound really weird, but this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Hey, Tina, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're great. I don't want you to feel ambushed, but we had a question about a mutual friend we have, Jeff, who went on a date with you, said he had a wonderful time in downtown Tampa, but he hasn't heard from you in a couple of weeks, and he's just a little curious why.
Because he really likes you.
It's really simple, really. I got a flat tire on the way to the restaurant, and I called him to tell him, and he didn't come help me fix it.
Okay, so
my gosh, that's the reason?
Hold on, Jeff. Tina, we actually have Jeff on the phone right now. So, Jeff, why didn't you help Tina with her flat tire? I feel like that would be the gentlemanly thing to do.
I was already at the restaurant. I was waiting for her to get there, and I told her, when she called me, that I would send my AAA guy to her. And
yeah, I didn't need AAA. Like, I needed you to just, like, be a man and come help change a tire.
Well, I mean, those guys are professionals. Why would I want to come change a tire on the side of the road? Why would you want to be on the side of the road changing a tire either? It's really dangerous. Cars are flying by on that road. And that's how, like, people get killed that way. Lots of people get killed that way every year.
Do they?
I mean,
This is even worse. Now you're just being a baby. Like, I was pulled off all the way to the side of 275. There wasn't any traffic. It was like I was not in the way of traffic at all. It was completely safe.
You sound like a bratty teenager right now.
Oh.
Like, talking to her dad.
I mean, Jeff, could you have at least gone and waited for her? I mean, or waited with her?
I didn't think she'd be that long. Like I said, I was already at the restaurant. I was sitting there waiting for her.
Sitting in your nice clothes restaurant was more important to you than helping me out when I got a flat tire.
I thought you would be there really soon.
That's exactly the problem.
I just can't believe that's the reason you didn't call me.
I was kind of on Jeff's side, but you kind of sound like a, like a douche a little bit.
What?
And I mean to say that in the nicest way possible, but...
Like, you could have helped the poor girl out.
Yeah,
I mean...
I can't change a tire either.
Has nobody heard me say, like, 6 times that I tried to help her out?
By sending someone else. Like, she wants to go on a date with you. She's not trying to go on a date with AAA. I mean, unless you are, but I highly doubt it. Maybe they're very nice. I don't know.
My date wouldn't come help me, but some stranger pulled over to the side of the road to help me change a tire. And you know what? I gave that guy my number.
Oh!
Dang.
Okay, well, maybe we can set that up for a little second date next time.
Sorry, Jeff.
Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.